Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock.
That, folks, was Dylan Mulvaney, who has decided to flip-flop again on his gender and sexuality and whatever else because he can. We live in a time where you can pick and choose whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be it, for whatever circumstances fit. I saw something about a driver's license. You can get a non-binary driver's license. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's pretend that works. I'm curious how you're going to travel in internationally where they've set up all these countries that are interlinked together to say, you are indeed Kevin Jackson, and I decide I'm going to be Karen. What nonsense we deal with these days. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Dylan Mulvaney. I went and told my parents I may want to date a girl now. How's that? I mean, talk about a slap in the face to feminism, the women's movement, the LGBT movement. This is a guy who's making a joke of it. There's a part of me that kind of applauds him. He says, do it. Make a fool out of him. Show these people just how stupid this is. We're changing our lifestyle to give people pronouns. I mean, I don't know how you want to keep up with folks, but really? Pronouns? And all these gender classifications, all this nonsense. And it's all because academia has determined that the world moves better when everybody has this, what, individualism? Hard to believe, but the Constitution already gives you that. It says all men are created equal. And you can go, you ready for this? Pursue happiness any way you choose. As long as it doesn't infringe upon the rights of somebody else, that is what makes you an individual. Estimates are there's 12, 13 billion people that have been alive and or dead. And not a single one of them is made the same. Not one. God, in his infinite wisdom, said there will be no repeats of who you are. You are a unique being in the universe. And I know there's theories of an alternative universe, but I'm going to make you a bet that there is nothing like you. You want to know how I know this? Because only you can uniquely go through the things that you go through in life, good or bad. There's nobody living your life in an alternative universe. You are it. And I'm going to tell you something. God put you here for a reason. And I hope you find it. I mentioned this before, but it's worth saying because I've talked to some people about it. The two most important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you find out what you were born to do. Those are the two most important days. And I don't know whether you find out what you were born to do when you were 20 or whether you find out now, whether you're finally going, you know what, Kevin? What a profound statement. I wish it were mine, but what a profound statement, and I still don't know what I was born to do. Then figure it out. Go do it. You think they're making it easy for you to figure it out these days? You think that kids today are, quote, finding themselves? They have made it so confusing for the average person to, quote, find themselves that most of these kids are in a state they can't handle it. They need emotional help. In fact, the Surgeon General said it. Vivek Murthy said that, and they blamed it on a host of other things. Oh, it's anxiety for this or that. No, it is anxiety over leftism. Leftism has increased the need for psychologists and psychiatrists in this country. We've complicated everything, including relationships. I remember the happiest people on the planet were the people that grew up in the 1950s and 1960s, and certainly in the 40s and 50s. They're the happiest people on the planet. Oh, Kevin, that was when women were marginalized and they had menial jobs. Well, I don't care. Call it what, just put whatever you want to spin on it. Let me tell you something. Women were happier. They took care of their homes. They took care of their kids. Men were happy. They went out. They provided for their families. And then they came home and enjoyed their families. We had much, much more quality time together as families back during that period. Now, you're lucky if you can get your kid to look up from his smartphone or her smartphone. I get it. Kids are going to be kids. We all reach puberty, want to, you know, branch out into the world as adults. But you still had a respect for your parents. You still treated family differently. Not anymore. Now, we're so frivolous with all these things. Oh, who cares? What's a woman? When a Supreme Court justice can't define a woman, what do you expect the peons, the sodomites, to do with the definition of a woman? Talk about a slap in the face to womanhood, something that is the most powerful thing on the planet. There's nothing more sacred than womanhood. And here we are. We're trivializing it. Oh, well, men can be women. Hey, let me tell you something. As a guy, I'm going to tell you, women, you do not want this. You do not want men to become women. We think differently. We will ruin it for you. But there are people who want us to do it. Men need to become women. Let's emasculate them. Let's put them into women's clothes. Have you looked at some of these men? Oh my gosh, man, these male models. To call them male models is a complete misnomer. They are not male models. They are eunuchs. They in no way represent manhood or men in any way. And Dylan Mulvaney is absolutely spitting in the face of women. That's what he's doing. He's playing a game. And part of me, as I said earlier, is happy because somebody needs to play this game. Somebody needs to say to these people, you know what? You want to mess around? You want to play around with gender and sexuality and all this other stuff? Let's take it out. I've said this many times of conservatives. Take what the left gives you and take it to the extreme. Take it to the down that death spiral so they can see exactly where it's headed. And maybe that's what Dylan Mulvaney is doing. I don't know. I know this. It's all weird to me. And I'm not conforming. I don't know about you. I've said this in many instances. I'm not conforming to the idiocy of the left. I'm not using your stupid pronouns. I'm not apologizing for misgendering you. I just call it the way I see it. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In 2020, and we talked about this on the air, you suffered a stroke. You recently told New York Magazine, quote, "I had a stroke because of Trump." Frank, that's ludicrous. You may have had a stroke for a lot of reasons, but I don't think you can blame it. Negative feelings about the former president.
No, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor wanting to be completely candid. It's a metaphor for wanting to tell the truth. And then I was quite frankly nervous. I would be on shows, including some that you're close to, and I would pull my punches. And that's not who I am. It's not what I'm about. And I did so, and it used to cause me so much anxiety and so much stress that in the end, I think it contributed to ill health, and I simply don't do that anymore. And it allows me to look you straight in the eye and acknowledge, number one, where I got it wrong, number two, where the other people are getting it right, and most importantly, this relentless pursuit of the truth, I want people to trust me.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to now. That was Frank Luntz.
being interviewed by Howie What's-His-Face on Fox. And what Frank Luntz just admitted to you right there is that he has been a liar his whole political life. I will never forget Frank Luntz when Obama got elected. People were telling me, Republican, you know, pollster or whatever, think tank. Well, I forget what he does, but, you know, when he'd take the panels and interview him and stuff like that. These panels were all contrived. They were complete and utter BS. This guy has made a living on nothing but nonsense. And when Obama got elected, you would have thought this dude was a little cheerleader who got to date the ugly girl who got to date the football star. He was giddy. And I don't mind, you know, people saying, you know, hey, congratulations, whatever. But it was, you had to see it. And I don't know if you could ever find the clip, but I watched him the night of Obama's election, and he was like a little schoolgirl who just, you know, her crush spoke to her, winked at her, or something. It was gushy-gooey to the point of being nauseating. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But let's evaluate what Frank Luntz is saying here. He has a stroke. You want to know why Frank Luntz has a stroke? Because Frank Luntz has been a leftist his whole life. And he says, I pulled my punches. I wasn't saying what I wanted to say. Trump is just a metaphor for me. A grown man is blaming a completely different dude for the life that he's led. I don't know how old Frank Luntz is, but he's probably close to 60. And he's lived his own life. Trump has nothing to do with his life. But Trump is the metaphor. He's the metaphor for being candid. He goes for being candid, for wanting to tell the truth. That's what he says, for wanting to tell. What does he mean by that? Is Frank Luntz saying, well, I was, you know, fudging the numbers or fudging the data because I didn't want to offend Trump. I didn't want to offend the people listening to me, whatever. What was he saying? Already gave you the answer. Frank Luntz is a liar. I don't want to have to pull my punches. I no longer do that anymore. It created anxiety for me. Let me ask you this, folks. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time, following my work for a long time. Do you think that's ever going to be uttered out of my mouth? I was pulling my punches. You know, I didn't want to say this. I felt like I couldn't say so-and-so or whatever because I would get in trouble. You think that's ever going to come out of my mouth? I think you know the answer. Of course not. If I have a stroke or some other ailment, it'll be because of me. Now, I'm not going to lie and tell you that the job of having to create all the things we create. I was talking to Melissa the other day. I got to get to the gym. I got to train more. I got to feel better about who I am. But it has nothing to do with anybody else. Now, I could say I'm trying to save the Republic. I mean, I could rationalize, get up every day and do the show and all that. But let me tell you something. You do what it is you want to do. If I get up and do this show, it's because I feel like it's important. And if I'm not in the gym, here's the way I look at it. If I'm not in the gym and I'm saying something that resonates with even one person, the way that person goes out and creates something and does something from my words, what have I done there? I talk to my donors all the time, and I tell them this. Stop trying to save the entirety of something. Kevin, we're going to save the black race. We're going to turn over academia. We're not going to do any of that. But you know what we are going to do? We're going to find another Kevin Jackson. Well, that's impossible, but we're going to come close. That's a joke, people. I'm just playing around. We're actually going to find many, many more people that think like I do, think like you do. And we're going to illuminate them. We're going to exalt them. We're going to put them in front of the spotlight. And you know what I'm proud to tell you? I'm so proud to say this. I'm one of the few people in this business who legitimately wants to find people better at it than he. I want people I talk about people. Charles Love, Chris Harris, Michael Bowen. These are some of the best thinkers ever. They deserve the spotlight. And people do not want to share it. There are people in this industry that won't do it. And because they're afraid. They're afraid of people who speak their minds. They're afraid of people who will deliver the bad news, who will tell the emperor, not only do you have no clothes, you're fat. That's what we should be talking about. Truth. That is what we should be seeking. That is what is the closest thing to God you can get, is when you're really seeking truth. When you're willing to question your own beliefs. And that's why leftists hate it. Because the truth is a glimpse of God. Think about when something is revealed to you. When you found out. It could be something as simple as you solved a math problem and it worked. The Pythagorean theorem works, okay? And you found it out. That is a truth. It is a proof. It has been proven over and over. You can take that to the bank. You know what that does for you? It's enlightening. It's something you can, that's solid. In as much as what pi means to the circle, it's solid. You figured it out. I mean, I can only imagine what some of the great mathematicians were thinking when they came to these revelations and they proved that their mathematical formula worked. I mean, that's just an amazing thing. So that's what we're about. And Frank Luntz has been lying to himself. He has there's nothing foundational for him. He wants to believe he's a conservative, a Republican, whatever. He's not. He doesn't know what he is. That's what's created a lot of his stress. Don't misunderstand me. We can all have strokes and things like that, the stresses of life. But you can also exacerbate them. You can bring them on yourself. And that's what Frank Luntz did. And now he wants Trump to be his scapegoat. What a sellout.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
It's easy to find reasons to vote against this compromise bill because it's got something that everybody doesn't like.
But Connecticut Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says the other choice is a horrible choice, defaulting on the national debt. Several far-left Democrats and far-right Republicans say they plan to vote no when the debt ceiling and spending rollback bill goes to the House vote tonight. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says he's stepping down because of his wife's health issues. Stewart has served Utah's 2nd District for 10 years. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will reportedly launch his presidential campaign next week at a town hall in New Hampshire. And former Vice President Mike Pence has canceled a planned appearance at next week's Georgia State Republican Convention. The party chair says Pence is planning his own town hall, at which he will announce his future plans. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, let me touch on this as well, because you also sit on Oversight Committee. The bank transactions that were outlined by Republicans this week, raising questions about Hunter Biden, what work he was doing, and why people, as you heard Congressman Donald say, like grandchildren, were getting paid. More questions than answers for a lot of folks right now. But here's something else that Congressman Donald said this week.
Whenever there was like this many companies just laying all over the place, and you see wire transfers and cashier checks over here going to random members of the family for no apparent purpose, at the size and velocity at which all of this was being conducted, the only logical conclusion of a financial professional is you are concealing money.
Do you have any curiosity, any questions about this transaction?
Well, Steve Doocy from Fox himself asked, he said, there's no evidence of anything illegal and there's no evidence of anything that ties it to President Biden. I wish the House Oversight Committee would spend more time worrying about the ordinary income of Americans going up than they are worried about the income of Hunter Biden.
No question.
And I guess the... Well, I do have, here's my point. There is a U.S. attorney that President Trump appointed that is charged to look into all of this. And I have confidence in him. When he comes out with something, I'm not going to question it. But why are we wasting our time politicizing this in Congress? Let him do his job. He's a Trump appointee. He has full authority. He can look into all of this. I'm not going to question the facts. Let him do it, and then let's agree to his process.
We played that clip the other day, but I thought it was bears repeating, because over the long weekend, I didn't see a single story about the Bidens. Not one. This is a group now that we know has over 150 SARs. These are suspicious activity reports on their banking transactions. This guy, who's by the way, Congressman Khanna, who... is saying, look, whenever it comes back, I will deal with it then. Do you think he'd be doing this with Trump? You think that he would be so cavalier? The Biden family needs to be investigated, and there should be demands made for the Biden family to be investigated. Pure and simple. Demands. It's not happening. These people are running roughshod over us, and I'm going to do something every single day that highlights that the Biden family is a crooked family, and I don't know who's going to hear it. I mean, am I in an echo chamber here of conservatives? Is it ever going to get out? I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care, but I do know this. I know that that family is crooked, and I know that this government is covering up for them. And where are we on Comer? Why isn't Comer in the news? We haven't heard a single thing about Comer. I haven't heard a single thing about Comer with respect to the FBI, why they haven't turned over the documents. Where's all that tough talk? Where's Comer? Where's Jim Jordan? Where are all these people? We're in control of Congress. We will only be in control of Congress for the foreseeable future, for the next couple of years, not even 2 years now. That's all we have as a guarantee, because we know these people are going to cheat. They're going to do whatever they can to stay in power. And I don't know how much you have to see where the lies become the truth and the truth has become the lie for you to say, I'm going to stay, I'm going to be vigilant, I'm going to stay on this, I'm going to mention it, I'm not going to let up. We cannot let up. I hearken back to the COVID lies. And we've been, again, I'm not going to let up on that either. I'm not going to let you forget that this government worked with the Chinese to release a pathogen into our nation. That effectively ruined our economy. They did it for one reason and one reason only. They wanted to get Trump. You can play clip after clip showing these leftists who said, I'm not getting that vaccine. There's no way to get approval that fast. And then as soon as Biden gets cheated into office, the next thing is, get the shot. Don't call it Chinese. Don't say the origins or where it originated. And I could go on. Lie after lie after lie. And documented lies. People now coming back going, this didn't really happen. This didn't really, this wasn't true. I covered a lot of it yesterday. And I will continue, just like I'm never going to let up on this Biden crap, this Biden family, crooked family. I'm never going to let up on J6. I'm never going to let up on election fraud that absolutely with 100% certainty occurred. I'm never going to let up on Biden's mental capacity or lack thereof. I'm never letting up on this stuff. Denier, you're a denier. Oh, and by the way, I hate the Weather Channel now. I hate watching it. I used to like watching it because it was fun. You know, I like seeing tornadoes and all that stuff. And you know what you notice about weather? I literally heard a guy say this. He goes, the average rainfall of this region of where there was a mudslide is somewhere between 45 to 90 inches. That's a big gap. And when it's 45, they go, well, the rainfall is nominal. But when it's 90, they blame it on global climate change. But they specifically said it's got a gap of 45 to 90. Well, what is it? I mean, if it's tornado season and it's a few too many tornadoes, it's global climate change. If there's a few too few, it's global climate change. Same with hurricanes. If there's too many, it's global climate change. If there's too few, there's global climate change. And these people say it like they are the experts. We know there's been nothing like this in history. The weather is, this is the most crazy the weather's ever been. Have you watched the Weather Channel and looked at the crap that happens all over the world? Well, cloud formation like this is really weird. This has happened in whatever. Everything that has happened, folks, has happened before. Everything. You know, let me tell you this. If we think our weather was bad, I don't know, go back a million years. What do you think it was then? Were we closer to the sun or farther from the sun? Were we too hot or too cold? Man has only been around for a small amount of time on this earth. So, what do you think? Have you watched shows about the forming of the earth and how turbulent it was? What about had you been here when a meteor hit? What do you think would have happened then? These people talk about global climate change as if they can solve it. What? If you could solve problems, I tell you what, why don't you start with the one of racism, the racism that occurs on the left, the racism of white hate, the racism of stop Asian hate when there is no Asian hate, the racism of black people are so downtrodden in America that none of us want to leave. Just making some points here, folks. Where's all this? These people solve nothing. And this guy has the nerve to ask, why all the hoopla? The hoopla is we have people in charge of us who are racist, who want to see destruction. Look at what Biden just did the other day. Biden released, they say he's released 2,800 illegals out of the jails. Now, here's what's interesting about this. You read this article. Biden released 2,800 illegals. Now, that's outrageous. He released 2,800 illegals out of jail. How about this for a headline? How many illegal banditos has Biden let into the country since he's been fake president? Millions and millions of people. Let's just do the math. Let's just say that 0.1 of 1% of those people are bad guys. So, and let's use a number, a million. So, 1% of a million is 10,000. 0.1% would be 1,000. He's let 1,000 additional banditos into the country. And that's using 0.1%. I don't know what percentage of the population is criminal. But using 0.1%, if there's a million, for every million people that come in, 1,000 bad guys. I'm not talking about, you know, driving on the wrong side of the road or, you know, jaywalking. I'm talking about people who commit heinous crimes. And Joe Biden's releasing them, bringing them into the country. Not a care in the world. Why? Who cares? Here's they said, of those released, 830 have bonded out. 612 were allowed to leave on their own recognizance. Nearly 700 convicted of crimes were released on order of supervision, and an additional 170 were paroled out. They've released more than 51,000 illegal aliens from ICE. By the way, every one of those people that are here is illegal and never should have been, shouldn't be in the country, first of all. So forget the 2,800 that he's released. He's led millions into the country. How many people looked at that title and went, oh my gosh, he's released 2,800 people into the community? No, he's released millions of criminals into America, and some of them are so bad they never should have been let in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I've been wanting to play this clip for, oh my goodness, what? At least a week. At least. I've been done. Because this guy, this father, who turns out he's a pastor as well, he just lets the school board have it. And good for him. We need more people like this out there speaking up for our rights, pardon me, and our sensibilities. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I've been at these school board meetings where I've been the one speaking out again. By the way, there's a lady that, I forget her name, but she was on the school board here, black radical here in Gilbert, Arizona. She's a black radical, never should have been on the school board. Her sister is an attorney, a tribal attorney, and a bit of a radical herself. They can't stand me. They hate when I go to the school board meetings. And she's not running again. And I told her, and I told that city council, that school board, I said to their faces, I'm going to tell you right now, if you continue doing the policies that you're doing, those of you who condone them, you will not be sitting in that chair the next time that the election cycle comes around. I will do everything within my power to get rid of you. You will not infantilize my young black male that I send to your school. He's a good kid. He's a smart kid. And in fact, I'll tell you guys really quickly, we took our son out of the actual school curriculum because he wasn't getting anything. And you know what he said to me? He goes, Dad, I'm so sick of constantly hearing about women this and black this and, you know, gender this. He goes, it's boring. I don't even want to be there. Other than seeing his friends, school has become just a social scene because these kids hate it. And we got to do something about it. I met a gentleman in Pittsburgh who's running for school board, and I told him, I'll do whatever it takes to help you. If you're going to put your hat in the ring and you're going to run for school board, I'll do what I can within my power to help you. We need good, staunch, conservative people. And luckily, this guy has the means. He doesn't need the money. And he's like, I'm running. I'm gonna throw my hat in the ring. Good for him. God bless him. All right, let me get back to the clip. So this is a black pastor, and he reads from a book called Perfectly Normal. But check this out.
This book here, it's called It's Perfectly Normal. I'll read some of this for you. It says, after a bit, a person's becomes moist and slippery, and the clitoris becomes hard. After a bit, a person's becomes erect, stiff, and larger. Sometimes a bit of clear fluid that may contain sperm comes out of the tip of the and makes it wet.
Can we, sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system? We have perverts that are perverting our kids. And you all sit back smug in your chairs, but you don't want me to read. Why? Does it bother you? Yes or no? You can't answer that question. You want to know why? Because politically speaking, you can't say that it's wrong. And you don't want me to read the filth because it exposes the truth. How dare you tell me to stop reading it? If you don't want to hear it, why should the children have to see it?
Pastor, your time is up. Thank you.
That makes two of us.
How powerful was that, huh? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We did a clip on that when we had a friend of mine. Her name is Tammy Nerby, and she's a comedian. And we did a spoof. It wasn't even a spoof because it was legit. Can you guys find that clip? I think it was I forget. But Tammy reads from an actual thing, and we were going to do a thing called the Taminator. You got it? So we'll play this. Anyway, we're going to do the Taminator because we were showing what these kids are being exposed to. And this is an actual legit thing that we made a spoof of, if you want to call it that, because it wasn't a spoof, it was reality.
Hello, my little sirs. Taminator here. Common Core is coming to a public school near you. And you will not in your wildest dreams believe what they are introducing in their reading materials. Pornography! I cannot make this crap up. The porno is found in a book called Dreaming Cuban by Christina Garcia, and it was recommended reading for sophomores. Of course, perverts at the New York Times deemed the book dazzling and remarkable. Really? Well, let me read you a clip from this dazzling reading requirement for 15-year-olds, and you tell me what you think. Okay, here we go. Hugo
and Felicia stripped in the room, dissolving easily into one another, and made love against the whitewashed walls. Hugo bit Felicia's breast and left purplish bands of bruises on her upper thigh. He entered her repeatedly from behind. Felicia learned what pleased him. She tied his arms above his head with their underclothing and slapping him sharply when he asked. "You're my bitch," Hugo said, groaning. So what do you think of that? Remember, 15-year-olds with raging hormones are going to be reading that bung. And the New York Times called that remarkable. Funny, but that doesn't sound like any of the classics I read back in high school. Moby Dick comes to mind, but I don't think that story had anything to do with anatomy. Am I crazy? Or does Common Core sound like Common Hardcore? If you think about it, maybe, just maybe, one of the children exposed to these kinds of classics will grow up to be a congressman, like Anthony Weiner. Taminator out!
We probably did that clip, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and it's only gotten worse. Welcome back. But this black pastor, you gotta love, was it something I said? I love what you said. Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children have to see it? I love that. And you notice that the school board, sir, please, listen, let's show some decorum in here. There are women, what? Think about that. Think about the symbolism of what he's saying. You're exposing this to our kids, and you're, oh, hold on a minute. Now, listen, this is too much for the public forum. We want to do this in private where we can indoctrinate your kids and sexualize them, see? Now, I don't even think they see the irony. He goes, does it bother you? Because it should. It's bothering you as it should. And here you are on a school board squeamish that I would dare bring up what's in a book. It's perfectly normal. As he describes, yeah, well, you heard it. He says, politically speaking, you don't want to say it's wrong. Think about, this is a school board, folks. I don't know what their aspirations are, but if you have aspirations, don't start out on a school board. You might want to start out as a legislator or something, or a city councilman. I mean, if your first step, your foray into politics is a school board, I mean, what's next? HOA president? There should be no aspirations. What are you trying to accomplish? You're on a school board because you want to make the schools better for the children. That's it. It's not a stair-stepper job. Well, I'll be school board. Next, I'll be mayor. Then I'll be governor. And then president. Holy crap, man. What is it? Why is it politically wrong for you to speak up? Because I want you to understand. And the reason why I'm asking this question, folks, is I want you to understand it's not about the politics. It's about the pop culture element. They want to be seen as the cool kids. Oh, I'm on the school board. I'm the reason that they have all this woke stuff. Look at me. That's as good as it's ever going to get for them. It's a style show. Look at what we accomplished. We implemented your agenda. Please pat me on the back. Please let me be part of this thing. We have a generation of people here, it's sad to say, folks, who have contributed nothing to this country, nothing socially. They can't tell you that they've improved the lives of a single individual. They don't help kids. They don't help widows. They don't help servicemen. Nobody. They're devoid, and that's why they're looking for something.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.